This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. It is the Friday night edition. If you'd like to call and talk about whatever's on your mind, why, you can do that. The telephone number to dial is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie
and Chris.
And just real quick before we go on to the next thing, I was just looking through some of the comments from some folks chatting. Somebody says they don't care about the law. They can't even follow their own warrants. I believe that's in reference to the police. Somebody else says Governor Andy Beshear has assembled a well-rounded community to go over warrants. One thing good he did in Kentucky. Yeah, okay, whatever. Somebody else says, is this live? Yes, this is live. It's Free Talk Live. Most of the time, we are live. And by most, I mean, you know, 97% of the time.
You know, except that not all of the stations will play Free Talk Live live.
That's true. But if you're chatting, I'm assuming you're listening to the show right now.
Probably
and the show is on, probably
that,
online.
Live. If it's 7 to 10 Eastern time, then we're live.
That is correct.
Yeah. Correct.
So thank you to all the folks listening online and, of course, the folks who are chatting. I don't always get to look over at this neat little chat app that one of our other hosts has put together for us, but it does show people chatting from all over the place. Some of these are from YouTube, some are from DLive, some are from Twitch, some are from places I don't even know. So we must be broadcasting to places that I'm not even aware. Oh, that's right. We're on, like, Vaughn Live now. There's a couple other places.
There's, like, some Asian sites I can't remember the names of.
Yeah, there's more places than I think we can keep track of.
Indeed. So, changing subjects, this from Bitcoin.com. Binance, as, well, I think everybody here in the studio is aware, is a large cryptocurrency exchange. But it's facing Department of Justice probe as investigators target crypto money laundering and tax evasion.
I mean, isn't Binance one of the major exchanges, and aren't they, like, super KYC?
Binance, one of the largest cryptocurrency exchanges in the world, is now being probed by the Department of Justice under the assumption that it could be immersed in money laundering transactions. The investigation will also include inquiries from the Internal Revenue Service, or the IRS, as they're more commonly known, which has been recently investigating a number of crypto trading platforms.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, you have to remember they're targeting these platforms because of the crypto. If you look at banks, the banks have the same issues, but they're not targeting the banks.
Right.
There's a reason for this.
Yeah, banks launder money every day, but they're not targeting them.
Nope.
People fraud people all the time and get them to use fiat every day, but they're not targeting themselves.
Yep. And by fiat, she means regular dollars, U.S. dollars, USD, if you will. Today it was revealed that Binance, one of the most popular cryptocurrency exchanges in the world, is the subject of an investigation related to transactions involving alleged money laundering, according to an article from Bloomberg. The U.S. Department of Justice will be making inquiries to people with knowledge on the inner workings of the company stealthily due to confidentiality of the probe. Yeah, also so that they can lie to them while they're investigating, because, you know, the cops and the investigators can lie while they're questioning you, but you can't lie to them.
Yeah, and it's the thing, they're going to threaten, they're going to lie to you, they're going to threaten you, and of course, if it's secret, then of course, you can't get your lawyers, your company's lawyers, on the ball to, you know, protect you, basically.
Well, and the other thing is they can say all sorts of things like, well, we already know because so-and-so said they'd give us testimony or evidence or whatever, right, to try and force people to talk, so... this sounds very Gestapo-ish to me, right? Secret investigations, right? You know, making their investigation stealthily due to the confidentiality of the probe.
Are they going to have open courts? Or are they going to close the courts too? Because they've done that.
Yeah. Now this is interesting. The inquiry will be bolstered by an investigation by Chainalysis, which states that more than $700 million of illicit funds have gone through the exchange. Oh, yeah? How many hundreds of millions of dollars in illicit funds have gone through the USD worldwide? You got a number on that, government?
How do they even know that, one? And two, what about the billions of dollars that has gone through that exchange more than likely, and, you know, over the years, you know, I mean, that's a small fraction of the money that's going through these exchanges.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Theirs, oh, I'm sorry, the IRS, they're spelled the same, T-H-E-I-R-S, theirs and the IRS.
It's sure fun. It was on purpose.
Of course it was on purpose. How long have you known me?
I've heard you say that.
All right, cool. All right. Anyway, the IRS is...
I meant they probably did it on purpose, not you.
No, I did it on purpose. I totally did it on purpose.
Shirley, you did it on purpose.
Don't call me Shirley. Anyway, the IRS is also involved in the probe and will be investigating possible tax offenses involving the exchange and its customers. Binance is a global company that restricts access to U.S. citizens, allowing Americans to trade using its alternate platform, Binance U.S. only. However, Changpeng Zhao, the CEO of the exchange, has repeatedly stated his company doesn't have a headquarters because Bitcoin doesn't have a headquarters.
Yeah, I mean, this is basically an entity that has been super cooperative with the government. This idea that you would go after somebody who is super cooperative with the government is just boggles the mind.
Well, they probably got them to agree to all that KYC stuff, so that way when they go and do this, they have all the information about everybody that uses Binance.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're literally working against Binance, and Binance is doing, you know, everything they can in order to make them happy, and they're still going to get prosecuted for it. Or persecuted, if you ask me.
So I just wanted to point out, because the noobs and the muskrats, as I'm calling them, these are fans of Elon Musk, muskrats, all sort of blamed the recent dip in the cryptocurrency market overall on whatever Elon Musk said or didn't say, both on Saturday Night Live and then, of course, following it up with his Twitter announcing that Tesla will no longer be accepting Bitcoin for their cars. Everybody thought that that's the reason, or everybody was saying that's the reason the market dipped. But check this out. The market reacted very poorly to this news, meaning the news of Binance being investigated by the DOJ, with most of the top cryptocurrencies dumping prices down double digits. Bitcoin fell 10% after the news, continuing the negative run it experienced at the same time that Tesla announced his stuff.
Yeah, I saw it at 50,000, and I was just like, well, Bitcoin at 50,000 is still, like, a lot.
Yeah, compared to this time, you know, last year.
Like, yeah, this is almost like just a regular thing that happens with cryptocurrency. Over the long term, you're good, but over the short term, it might go down, which is why they say don't invest. And I'm going to put the word invest in quotes, but invest more than you can afford to lose, right? Like, if you have to pull out at a given time and it's on the down and you put it in while it's in the high, well, that's bad on you. I mean, you made a stupid decision. If you had an extra $100 that month and you want to throw it in Bitcoin in at the end of the month when you have to pay your rent, you don't have to pull from that, then you're okay.
Yeah. What I like about the Doge explosion, and even to some extent Elon Musk's involvement in that, is that it got a lot more people involved in cryptocurrency. And it got a lot more people some learning. We learned them real well. Or at least they started making mistakes. They started losing some money here and there. They started making stupid decisions about where they're going to, you know. I mean, these are, you know, hopefully people didn't, you know, invest their life savings or anything. Hopefully they just dipped their toes in and, you know, played around a little bit with this junior crypto that I'm calling the Doge. because Doge was designed to be a joke.
Done a lot better of a job than NFTs. It just seems to be confusing everybody I know. They're just like, what the heck, NFTs? Like, what are NFTs? And they're just something that's worth nothing.
Well, they're non-fungible tokens. Yeah. I mean, doesn't that, isn't that self-explanatory?
It's just so,
I mean, you know what non-fungible token means, right? I know. I don't even really understand them yet, and I'm an artist, so. 603-283-6160. More free time.
If there's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. We are a live call-in radio talk program where you can call in and take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. The number in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We've been talking about this article from Bitcoin.com about, well, apparently cryptocurrency exchange Binance, one of the largest exchanges in the world, a global company, by the way. It's being investigated by the U.S. Department of Justice for possible money laundering types of offenses. They really don't get any more specific than that, other than to say more than an investigation by Chainalysis, which is, you know, the government's nerds, basically, states that more than $700 million of illicit funds may have gone through the exchange. And we'll talk more about that in just a minute. But first, since we're talking about cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get all the latest headlines of the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all in a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. And in the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
To go on with this article from Bitcoin.com about Binance being investigated by the DOJ, the exchange answered back, apparently. Binance reacted fast to this news, and Jessica Jung, the firm's spokeswoman, responded. She stated, "We take our legal obligations very seriously and engage with regulators and law enforcement in a collaborative fashion. We have worked hard to build a robust compliance program that incorporates anti-money laundering principles and tools used by financial institutions to detect and address suspicious activity."
Why would she assume it's her obligation to do whatever the IRS tells her about this?
Well, because states have all the guns. I mean, people do things, and they call it an obligation when they're referring to the organization known as government. But what they're really saying is that I'm afraid that if I don't comply, men with guns are going to show up and throw me in a cage, and if I resist, they're going to shoot me.
I know, but why don't more companies in general just say that?
Well, that's the rub, right? It's because they've been washed. Their brains have been washed.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, the intruder into your house that's robbing you. It's like, you're obligated to do what he says, because if he doesn't, you'll get shot.
Right.
Yep.
So at any rate, this is not the first encounter that Binance has had with the U.S. justice system. The CFTC, that's the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, is also probing the exchange to find out if it allowed U.S. citizens to trade unregistered derivatives that are under the jurisdiction of the institution. The CFTC investigation is also ongoing at the time of this writing. So, Binance is being investigated by several, apparently, United States alphabet agencies. Exchanges seem to be the next target of regulatory agencies, executives at BitMEX, another important crypto derivatives exchange, who were indicted with money laundering charges last year. This stuff isn't going to stop. I just want to say this right now. Cryptocurrency is the future. It is technology that didn't ask anybody's permission to exist.
Yeah, and you don't have to use an exchange. People sometimes feel like they do, but there's other ways to get crypto without an exchange. Start accepting it in your business. Start accepting it for services that you might provide on the side. You know, ask your employer. Sometimes you might be surprised.
Have a crypto yard sale.
Right. There's lots of ways to potentially get crypto.
Put up a crypto lemonade stand.
Work for Purse. I don't know if you guys already said that.
I haven't, but that is another way to get crypto.
Purse is great, by the way. And so this activity is not going to stop. Why is it not going to stop? Because currently, states, that is to say governments, control state money. And this is the first time that a competitive form of value measurements and exchange has existed in cooperate, or at least without the ability for these governments to go in and like take out the headquarters of whatever company, you know, would have created something like this, because it's decentralized. So there is no person in charge of any of these cryptocurrencies. So these governments around the globe, all governments, are eventually going to attack cryptocurrencies. There's probably going to be like a couple that are like, oh, we're going to adopt this as our national currency or something like that. And they'll be blazing the trail for the rest of the world. The problem is that humanity needed this sort of monolithic structure for a while, this centralized structure, to get to a point where technology was advanced enough that now decentralized technology is the top dog. And states are still using their fiat currency, which they hold a monopoly over. And they're going to learn real quick that just like the internet took out newspaper ads, and by took out, I mean like destroyed newspaper advertisement, destroyed newspapers, the industry, right? Craigslist almost single-handedly destroyed the newspaper industry by taking over classified advertisements globally. In that same way, cryptocurrency poses that same type of risk to government money. It's not controlled by any government. It wasn't created by any government. Governments can't control it, nor can they take it over, nor can they shut it down. And I guarantee you that every government on the face of planet Earth is continuously attacking Bitcoin and all the other cryptocurrencies in an effort to find a way to stop it, put a halt to it, and destroy it, and they're not going to be able to do it.
Turkey made it illegal.
Yeah, it doesn't stop.
Just going to drive it underground?
Yeah, it doesn't stop people from using it just because you make it illegal. You know, I mean, there's all sorts of things people do every day that are illegal.
No, I didn't think that. I was just saying Turkey's attacking it.
Did criminalizing going above, you know, 45 miles an hour on the highway stop people from going above 45 miles an hour on the highway? No,
not
of course
in Texas.
Not. Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly the point that I'm making. You know, you're not going to be able to get people to stop using it just because you try to criminalize it or attack certain groups of people using it.
Yeah, indeed. This is a technology whose time has come. And it's likely going to get worse before it gets better, as the notion of having a state sort of loses its zeal and its fervor. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Walmart, the country's largest private employer, says it will no longer require vaccinated workers and shoppers to wear masks in stores and warehouses, except where cities require it. And regarding the CDC lifting restrictions for those that are fully vaccinated, Republicans believe it had more to do with politics than science.
This is poll-driven. I mean, look, this is they always say trust the science, but we know what it's been. It's been trust the polls, trust the teachers' union.
Republican Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict continues to escalate. Israel Defense Forces tweeting three rockets were fired toward Israel from Syria, with one not making it out of that country. This comes after reports said that one man was killed and another wounded by Israeli soldiers at the border with Lebanon. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Efforts to encourage a de-escalation of violence between Israel and the Palestinians are ongoing, so says White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki during her daily briefing.
As the President conveyed in his statement, Israel has the right to self-defense. Our focus remains on continuing to use every lever at our disposal to de-escalate the situation on the ground.
Psaki blaming Hamas and calling it a terrorist organization. New York's Elise Stefanik is the new chair of the House Republican Conference.
I have prioritized listening to all members of our Republican Conference, and my focus is on unity because that's what the American people and that's what our voters deserve.
House Republicans selecting Stefanik in a closed-door meeting. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy came out of the meeting with Stefanik and slammed Democrats, citing gas lines and inflation. Stefanik replaces Wyoming's Liz Cheney. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live. Yeah, you can listen to us 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you live in a different time zone, do some math. But 97-98% of the time, this is a live show with live hosts, and you can call in at 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. That's how you get on air here at Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've been talking about, well, this article from Binance where a cryptocurrency exchange known, it's from Bitcoin.com, a cryptocurrency exchange called Binance, one of the world's largest exchanges, is facing an investigation by not only the DOJ, but a couple other alphabet-type agencies from the United States, even though they're a global company. But I want to move on to this, also from Bitcoin.com. The IRS, or theirs, as I like to call it, because that's how you spell the IRS. IRS will seize cryptocurrencies from investors to settle tax debts, official warns.
Wait, does that mean we can pay our taxes in crypto now?
I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I would not want to give, like,
let's give the government value.
And, right. That's yeah. Good point.
Pay your taxes in USD if you can, and don't give them cryptocurrency because
give them NFTs.
Well, F those. Yeah. No, don't give them those either because those are
wait, implicitly
tied.
I have an idea. Let's do it in crypto, but we'll give them Dogecoin to pay for it because that's going to super inflationary and we'll go down, so they'll lose money.
I wonder if they would accept those.
I'll convert from Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or something else to Doge just to pay my tax bill.
I wonder if Elon Musk is planning on accepting Doge, because he did hint that they're going to look into accepting cryptos that weren't Bitcoin.
I don't care about Elon Musk anymore. He's a shill.
I never really cared about him. First of all, I don't like Grimes.
There's too many Muskrats in this world.
Yeah, definitely never been an Elon Musk fan, that's for sure.
I've disliked his girlfriend since, like, 2010.
That's a great reason to not like somebody, because of their girlfriend.
That has kept me from liking him. How could you date her?
All right, moving on. This article says an official of the U.S. Internal Revenue Service has clarified that the agency is prepared to seize cryptocurrencies and sell them to satisfy tax collection if taxpayers or tax victims fail to meet their obligations. There's that word again.
All right.
Obligations. So, your tax obligations.
Yeah. All right. So I want to make people aware that there's already a solution to this problem.
Just get rid of taxing?
Well, no, I'm talking about people, if the government wants to seize your crypto, and there are ways to have basically require more than one party in order to release your crypto.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So basically, you can, so let's say the government comes and they steal my computer, right? And they think they got the crypto. Well, they don't, because not only do they need my permission, they also need somebody else's permission. So even if they force me to enter my password to my crypto wallet, it doesn't give them access to send it.
Yeah, for the audience that's listening, this would be similar to what you've seen in the movies and television when a government is going to do a nuclear launch. They always have two dudes and two keys, and they have to insert their keys and turn the little thing to unlock the ability to launch the nuclear warhead simultaneously. Otherwise, it's not going
to
launch.
How about they just have to order code R?
Code R?
It's a Doctor Strange love joke.
Oh, I'm not familiar.
How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. It's a hilarious movie.
Love the Bong? What?
Bomb.
Oh, sorry. It's not Weed Talk Live.
It's Crypto Talk Live.
Well, right now it is. So Robert Wiering, the IRS Deputy Associate Chief Counsel for Procedure and Administration, explained Wednesday that the agency can seize cryptocurrencies from taxpayers, Bloomberg reported. This clarification was made at a virtual conference hosted by the American Bar Association's tax section. Okay, now first of all, before I read the next thing in the article, unless you're keeping your cryptocurrency on an exchange, it's really hard for them to seize your cryptocurrency.
But if they put out an article, a bunch of normies, well, I mean, this is Bitcoin.com, but still, if they put out this information for people to report on, that the government could seize your crypto, it's just going to scare people from ever using crypto. It's going to, you know, scare people from, or at least convince people that that's possible.
Or that they're somehow in control.
They're going to need to seriously increase the budget for the IRS. And I know they've doubled it, but keep in mind, they also cut it in half a number of years ago. So
well, and they've also employed the post office now to help launch your social media.
Yeah.
So, whatever that's about.
I don't think the IRS is capable of what they're claiming that they're going to do. And I'm not saying they won't do it to a few people.
I mean, it doesn't say they're going to. It just says they can.
Fair enough. Fair
I don't
enough.
Know if that means that they're announcing that they have the ability, or if they're announcing that should they be able to somehow get your cryptocurrency, that they have permission. They've given themselves permission, as governments do. That's all they do. They just give themselves permission to do stuff that normally you and I can't do to each other individually.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy to think that 200-something years ago, some people made the Constitution, and now there are people that live in a world where there's magical internet stuff that it has value, and the government is like, oh yeah, we can take that too. Like, that was never in the, you know, original agreement that those dead people agreed to that I didn't agree to live by.
True.
I agree about your lack of agreement. Yes. So, Robert Wiering also referenced the IRS notice published back in 2014, which states that for federal tax purposes, virtual currency is treated as property. Now, everybody hear that? For federal tax purposes, virtual currency is treated as property. That's one of the government's definitions of cryptocurrency. General tax principles applicable to property transactions apply to transactions using virtual currency. Interesting. As with all other types of property, cryptocurrencies can be seized, the official reiterated. Wearing was quoted as saying, bottom line, the IRS will seize that property and will attempt to follow its usual procedures to sell it and use it to satisfy collection. Which, you know, I mean...
Have fun.
Yeah, have fun. Enjoy. Carolyn Schenck, a National Fraud Counsel in the IRS Office of Chief Counsel. What is it with all these?
You know, it's
a counsel in the office of chief. Like,
you know, what's funny about all this is when you get into a courtroom and the government's trying to take your crypto, the exact thing that they do is they say, "Well, we can't take the crypto because it's impossible for us to access it." And it's like, wait a minute. So in the news, they're saying how they're going to take your crypto, but then in the courtroom, they say they can't take it because. You know, it's like super secret.
Again,
we can't give you bail because you could access this crypto and we can't get it.
Right. And this is, and I speak of this from experience having watched the hearings very recently.
Well, and again, I'm thinking that in practical application, that this is likely to affect people who keep cryptocurrency on exchanges. Most of them have infamously cooperated with authorities, whether United States
Absolutely.
Or other. And so the key here is, well, it's keys. Not your keys, not your money. If your keys, your money, are on an exchange, it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to them. And then the government can come in with a warrant or a subpoena and serve the exchange and get your money. So what you need to do is get your money off the exchanges.
Yeah. So does that require selling your Bitcoin off an exchange and then using the U.S. dollars to buy it off of something that will let you have your keys, like Edge or something? Or does that mean that you can just... Can you go from, like, Binance
to... You'd want to send your crypto to a wallet that you control, because then you have keys. Keys. Or not a non-hosted wallet. No.
But I thought that, like,
you don't have to sell.
You can't send it.
No. You don't have to sell what's on the exchange to move it to a wallet. You just send it from the exchange to your wallet. You don't have to sell it into U.S. dollars or anything like that.
But using an exchange does put you at risk of being audited by the IRS, so don't use an exchange.
More free talk on...
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is the live call-in talk show where you can take control of the airwaves to talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live. The telephone number in studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've been talking about a couple of Bitcoin-related items, but this last one is that the IRS says it will seize cryptocurrencies from investors to settle tax debts, an official warns. And we'll talk more about that in just a minute. But first, you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 5, also known as ForkFest 2021, at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you need to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. I can't think of a better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving people in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website forkfest.party, where you can connect with other attendees through the unofficial Telegram chat or the unofficial forum. And again, you can find links to those and more information at forkfest.party, June 28th through July 4th. Hope to see you there. Come party with the captain.
You know, it's interesting because does Rogers still have, does anybody talk to Rogers the Rochester's campground here, because they, I know they were running low on campsites and motel rooms and everything that week.
I got a confirmation call from them about my reservation a couple of days ago.
Wait, you but just made a reservation?
No, I made my reservation a long time ago.
Did they happen to say if they still have spots?
They did not.
They did not.
They did not. They told me that, you know, they got my reservation in, and that because I was a repeat customer, et cetera, and so on, you know. Because I was like, yeah, I thought you guys might have called earlier. Like, well, all the repeat customers, we kind of call, you know, a little later. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, so here's the thing to remember. You can still come out to ForkFest and get a day pass for that's the true. Campground without actually camping at Rogers or having a motel room on site. There are other motels and hotels in the area.
Nearby, within a couple of miles.
Within 10 minutes or so. Yeah. So you very well could just look on a map. You know, you'll find them motels and hotels nearby and get yourself a motel or hotel and then come out to the event, you know?
I mean, it would be fun. I know that the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which happens the week before the ForkFest, sold out. Supposedly.
Right.
And so I don't know what that really means, because Rogers Campground is a big place. If it really sold out of campsites and motel rooms, that is a huge, huge thing that's going to happen. And yep. So if ForkFest also achieves that, wow, that's just going to be amazing.
Oh, I thought you were talking about ForkFest when you said they sold out.
ForkFest, Porcupine Freedom Festival, sold out.
The week before.
Oh, okay. So you don't know. So you might still be able to, for ForkFest.
You might still be able to get, yeah, I'm assuming you can still get campsites and or motel rooms for ForkFest.
Okay.
But there seems to be more people sort of coming to ForkFest this year
right.
than, say, last year.
Oh, definitely.
And so if that trend keeps, you know, we saw it with the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Right. We're seeing it with ForkFest
so,
now. It'd be great also if ForkFest could technically sell out.
Here's the thing. I was already told they were running out of spots, and I had trouble getting a campsite or a, well,
for
actually,
ForkFest?
An RV site for ForkFest.
Nice.
They had already
and
sold
I mean not
out.
For you, but like, you know,
I know, I know. That's why I was asking the question. I wasn't asking about ForkFest, I was
understand.
Asking about ForkFest. And so, that's why I was wondering if anybody else had called or talked to them recently to see if they had sold out for ForkFest. What I would do is I would call Rogers about ForkFest. That's ForkFest.party as the website. Check that out, get the information, call them, see if you can get a motel room or a campsite, you know, for ForkFest, because you may or may not. And if you can't, then see if you can maybe get a hotel or a motel nearby,
right, right.
And then just come up for the day. And you can come up each day individually that the event's going on. You just have to get a pass from Rogers for the day. And I think it's like $5 a day, basically. So
did you get the RV spot?
I was successful in getting an RV site for all of ForkFest, and
nice.
I was going to go to ForkFest as well, but it looks like I will not be, I'll probably be there for ForkFest as well, but I won't have a campsite or a motel. I'll just be coming for the day. So basically
okay.
The thing I just told people to do for ForkFest, I will be doing for
ForkFest,
because
Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I was basically one day too late.
Yeah, they sound too similar for me, so I refer to one as the Porcupine Freedom Festival,
yeah.
And the other one as ForkFest.
Exactly, yeah.
So it just helps, I think, the listeners kind of keep it straight in their head.
I used to always, when I first started listening to the show, I was like, are they saying fork? Like, I was like, well, I have heard of ForkFest, but I had stopped listening for a long time since way before ForkFest was invented, and then I started listening again, you guys are saying ForkFest. I was like, it really doesn't sound like they're saying ForkFest. It sounds...
Right.
Yeah.
We've had callers call in and go, so what is this ForkFest? Is that like food trucks?
Yeah,
is
that's
it
what
a,
I thought too.
You know, it's a, is it an eating festival? What is it? ForkFest?
And it's funny because, right, it's a fork, you know, something, an utensil, right? A fork is a utensil. And that is something you would think of as being a food event. And then you also have ForkFest, which is, you know, an animal that you might eat.
Yeah.
And so it also seems like a food event. And the funny thing is, neither of them are food events.
But
now,
although there's plenty of delicious food at both events.
Right. There
it's
is
true.
Lots of great food. But that doesn't. They're still not explicitly about food. They're about, you know, liberty, basically, both events. So and
indeed they
and
are.
ForkFest is also very much about decentralization. So it's the idea. Effectively that you don't necessarily have to have like a top-down leadership, you know, control structure. ForkFest is an event that is basically, you know, it is what people make of it. So
it's like a fork in the road. Like, some people went the ForkFest way.
Yeah, it's true.
And some people go to both.
Yeah, it's forking. In the software world, it's forking. So you make a copy of something, and then you make changes.
You got to be forking kidding me.
Yep. So that's kind of what ForkFest is. It's a copy of the Porcupine
Fest. Who the fork do you think you are?
But decentralized. So nobody's in control.
We've been talking about this article from Bitcoin.com where the IRS has declared that they may seize, or they can seize, cryptocurrency to satisfy tax obligations. That's a funny way of threatening people. Tax obligation. The IRS recently obtained court approvals to serve John Doe summonses to cryptocurrency exchanges Kraken, Circle, and Poloniex, similar to what it previously served to Coinbase. I'm going to read that again. The IRS recently obtained court approval to serve John Doe summonses, I don't know what a John Doe summons is, to cryptocurrency exchanges Kraken, Circle, and Poloniex, similar to what it previously served Coinbase. I believe that's where they're asking for their entire customer database and all of the transactions. So that's what they originally asked Coinbase
for. It is, but what's going to be interesting to hear, and I don't know if it's going to tell you, but in the Coinbase
No, this is actually
case.
The last article or paragraph.
Oh, that's
I got another couple sentences.
In the Coinbase case, this isn't as scary as it sounds. Unless you're a big trader and you've got more than $20,000 basically from the exchange, at least that was the case with Coinbase, you have nothing to worry about because the IRS is not being handed your information. If, on the other hand, you have hundreds of thousands of dollars that you put through that exchange, then you need to start thinking about how are you going to deal with the taxes.
Right. And it goes on to say the tax authority, that's the IRS, seeks information on crypto traders who, quote, conducted at least the equivalent of $20,000 in transactions in cryptocurrency during the years 2016 to 2020. So a four-year period.
That's a bigger period than
20,000. Now, are they talking about $20,000 per year, or are they talking about $20,000 total over a period of 4 years?
It is a good question.
Because if it's a $20,000 total over a period of 4 years, that's only $5,000 a year. That's getting pretty low.
It is. There's another question. Is it $20,000 at the time of purchase, or is it
$20,000 now?
Right.
Right, because I might have put $200 into an exchange, and whatever that turned into could be worth well over $20,000 at this point, depending on what I did with the coins.
They don't say it's the best investment of all history for nothing.
No, they sure don't. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number three is on the way. Coming up, a freedom nerd has made a bunch of quotes about the importance of liberty. 603-283-6160.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.